This recording, Washington 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Yakima, Washington, and I've lived over in Bellevue now for about 8 years. I remember, since it's the Christmas season, I remember several traditions that my family had in eastern Washington, one of which was going to the up Chinook Pass to get a Christmas tree with our dogs. We had Samoyeds and Huskies, and so we'd go up and get our Christmas tree in the snow and spend the day there. Another Christmas tradition we used to have was my mom always made us oyster stew, which I guess was an Irish tradition, and so every Christmas Eve we would eat oyster stew, which none of my brothers nor myself cared for very much, but we were forced to eat it, and so that was the one Christmas tradition that we didn't enjoy so much. But I have many special memories from living in the country and in the outskirts of Yakima, living in the orchard country and spending Christmas there with lots of snow, something that I know my daughters would love to have here in Western Washington, but I don't remember very many Christmases without snow in my childhood. But I tend to think about those things, as an adult, and sharing Christmas with my daughters now and how I spent Christmas, and try to share as much as that with my own daughters. But now that my wife is from Mexico, we have different traditions in our house on Christmas Eve. We eat bacalao, which is a cod dish, and so girls are getting used to eating that now. And so no more oyster stew, just something we're stepping up, going to cod now.